Welcome to the Satellite Evolution Global Podcast Series, where we explore all things satellite. In this episode, we will take a deep dive into the use of satellite technology and its impact on global food security. Let's get on with it. So, over to you, Hannah and Robert.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something pretty amazing.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about how satellites can help us solve food insecurity.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we're going to be looking at this article by Bogdan Gogolin.
Okay.
And he is the CEO of New Space Capital.
Interesting.
So, you know, when we think about satellites, we think about GPS, we think about communication.
Yeah.
But get ready for some really, really impressive applications in agriculture.
Wow.
So the big question that we're tackling today is, how can we feed a growing population in a world where climate change is making things even trickier?
Right. Yeah, that's a really critical question. You know, we just hit a global population of 8 billion, and it's only going to go up from there.
Yeah, it's only going up. And Gogolin actually points out a pretty alarming statistic. He says we could be facing a 56% food shortage by 2050.
56%? That's huge.
It's a huge shortfall. And it just feels like we're walking this tightrope, trying to balance the need to produce more food with the impact that agriculture has on the planet.
Absolutely. It is a very delicate balance.
Yeah.
You know, Gogolin highlights the fact that agri-food employs something like 40% of the global workforce.
Wow.
And represents 96% of mammal biomass.
96%.
That's a significant amount of resources, right?
That's almost all of it. That's crazy. So what kind of impact does that have on the environment then?
Well, I mean, think about it. We're losing something like 24 billion tons of soil every year due to erosion.
24 billion tons.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's basically like losing the entire topsoil of a country the size of Denmark annually.
Every year.
Yeah. On top of that, there's the issue of carbon emissions.
You know, right.
Agriculture is on track to basically consume 70% of our remaining carbon budget.
Wow.
By 2050.
By 2050.
Yeah.
That's a real wake-up call. So we've got this pressing need to increase food production, but we're also grappling with its environmental consequences. What's the solution?
Well, that's where Gogolin proposes this fascinating idea of a flexible satellite infrastructure.
Okay.
And he really believes it has the potential to fundamentally change how we approach agriculture.
That is fascinating. I have to admit, when I think of satellites, I picture things like GPS or weather forecasting.
Right.
How do they fit into the picture of growing food?
Imagine this, okay? You have eyes in the sky constantly observing and collecting data about the Earth.
Oh.
Satellites can actually give us real-time insights into everything from soil health and water availability to crop yields and potential pest infestations.
So it's almost like having this global agricultural monitoring system just like at our fingertips.
Exactly.
What could we actually do with that information?
One major area where satellites can really help is in tackling food waste.
Okay.
They can actually monitor crop growth and help farmers predict harvests with incredible accuracy.
So interesting.
This allows them to optimize transportation and storage, reducing the amount of food that goes bad before it even reaches our tables.
Right. So instead of crops rotting in the fields or getting lost in transit.
Exactly.
We can make sure they get where they need to be more efficiently.
More efficiently. And it goes beyond simply moving food around.
Okay.
Satellites can also guide us towards using our resources more wisely.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to water.
Water is definitely a precious resource.
It is.
Especially in agriculture.
Especially in agriculture.
Yeah.
So how can satellites help us conserve it?
Yeah, how can they?
Well, they can analyze soil moisture levels
and
determine the precise water needs of different crops.
Wow.
Allowing farmers to implement targeted irrigation strategies.
So smart.
The World Economic Forum estimates that this could lead to a 50% reduction.
50%?
In water usage.
That is huge.
Which is the equivalent of saving 2.8 million liters of fresh water.
It's a phenomenal amount of water that we could save.
It is.
It just seems like having that level of precision would be a game changer for farmers.
Absolutely. It's all about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And this precision extends to soil health as well.
Okay.
Satellites can analyze soil composition and nutrient levels, giving farmers valuable information for making decisions about fertilization and crop rotation.
So we're talking about a more sustainable approach to agriculture then.
Absolutely.
One that protects our resources for the long haul.
Yes. And it gets even more impressive.
Okay.
Some satellites are equipped with something called hyperspectral imagery.
Okay.
And this allows them to detect early signs of pest infestations or diseases,
Wow.
allowing farmers to address issues before they become major problems.
It's like having a superpowered early warning system for crops that
Exactly.
could potentially reduce our reliance on pesticides, right?
Exactly. Gogulin even suggests that this technology could help us save up to 0.8 billion tons of crops annually.
That's a massive impact
It is
on food security.
massive.
It's incredible to think that we already have the technology
We
that
do.
can play such a huge role in tackling this really critical issue.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that it's also good for the environment is a huge bonus.
It is a win-win.
But it goes beyond increasing yields and conserving resources.
It does.
Satellites can also be crucial allies in a world where extreme weather events are becoming more frequent and unpredictable.
Right.
I was just thinking about that climate change is already posing huge challenges for
Definitely.
farmers,
It is.
and things are only going to get tougher as weather patterns become less predictable.
You're right, but with satellites, we can get incredibly accurate and timely weather forecasts.
Okay.
This allows farmers to make better decisions about planting and harvesting, potentially minimizing losses and ensuring greater stability.
So it's not just about maximizing production, but also about building resilience in the
Yes,
face of climate change.
exactly.
Right.
And the long-term data collected by satellites also gives us a clearer picture of climate patterns,
Right.
which can inform those crucial policy decisions
Right.
and help us adapt to a changing world.
This is all incredibly exciting. The potential of satellites to address food security is just mind-blowing.
It is.
But I'm also curious about the financial side of things.
Okay.
Is there a real economic incentive for investing in this technology?
There absolutely is. Gogulin points out that simply reducing food waste could add an estimated $175 billion
Wow.
to producers' profits.
That's a game changer.
It is a game changer.
And it seems like everyone benefits in that scenario.
They do.
Less waste, more efficient production, and a boost to the bottom line.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. Even a small cost reduction of just 5% for growers could result in savings of $7 to $8 billion.
Wow.
So it's no surprise that the market for space-enabled insights in agriculture is projected to double
Wow.
by 2030,
Okay.
reaching nearly $1 billion.
That's pretty impressive. It seems like we're on the verge of a major shift in how we produce and distribute food with satellites playing a leading role.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on the bigger implications of this shift?
I mean, it's truly remarkable.
Yeah.
This transformation has the potential to address some of the most pressing challenges
Yeah.
facing humanity. We're talking about tackling hunger, alleviating poverty, combating climate change, and creating a more sustainable future for everyone.
This has been an incredibly enlightening conversation. I'm blown away by the potential of space technology
Me too.
and how it can be harnessed to address such a fundamental issue as food security.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
Thank you.
But we've only just scratched the surface.
I hope.
There's still a lot more to explore, especially when it comes to the wider implications and possibilities that this technology offers.
We'll be right back after a short break to delve deeper into this fascinating topic. Stay tuned.
Satellite Evolution Global Podcast Series is sponsored by Proactive International PR, one of the leading global technology and marketing agencies that delivers integrated communications campaigns.
It really is a fascinating time for agriculture and technology, but like with any powerful tool, there are important considerations to address as we venture further into this realm of possibilities.
You're right. What kind of things come to mind when you think about the wider implications of using satellites for food security?
Well, one thing that immediately springs to mind is the global nature of this technology.
Yeah.
Space knows no boundaries, and neither should the benefits of this incredible tool.
Right.
International collaboration is key to ensuring these advancements reach every corner of the world,
I agree.
especially those regions most vulnerable to food insecurity.
Absolutely. It can't just be about developed nations using satellites to boost their own production. We need a system where everyone benefits,
Exactly.
especially those who need it most.
Sharing knowledge and resources is essential. And luckily, there are already initiatives in place aimed at promoting data sharing and capacity building.
Oh, that's great.
Take the Group on Earth Observations, Global Agricultural Monitoring Initiative, for instance,
Okay.
or GeoGLAM. They are actively working to improve crop monitoring and early warning systems using satellite data.
Wow, that's impressive. So there's a real concerted effort to make this valuable information accessible globally.
Absolutely. And it's heartening to see organizations like the World Bank and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, throwing their weight behind these efforts.
Yeah.
They recognize the transformative potential of space technology in achieving global food security.
It's great to see those big players stepping up. It makes me think about the potential downsides of relying so heavily on technology. What if something goes wrong? Are there risks we need to be aware of?
Of course. Just like with any technology, there are inherent risks.
Right.
Cybersecurity is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the consequences if these satellite systems were hacked.
Oh, wow.
It could disrupt food supply chains and compromise sensitive data.
Yeah, that would be devastating.
Robust security measures are non-negotiable.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but about creating a safe and secure infrastructure around it as well.
That's spot on. Another potential risk we have to consider is data bias and misuse.
Mm.
Remember, algorithms process the vast amounts of data collected by satellites. If those algorithms reflect existing societal biases,
okay,
they could lead to unfair or inaccurate outcomes, potentially even exacerbating existing inequalities.
That's a really important point. It highlights the need to be incredibly thoughtful about how we design and implement these systems.
Absolutely. We need to be extremely mindful of who controls the data,
right,
how it's being used, and who benefits from it. Mm-hmm. Transparency and accountability are paramount.
It sounds like it's not just about launching satellites and gathering data.
Right.
It's about creating a whole ecosystem that supports sustainable and equitable food systems.
That's a great way to put it. It's a complex challenge.
Yeah.
That requires a multifaceted approach. But the potential rewards are worth striving for.
This has been an incredible eye-opener, but what about individuals? What can everyday people do to contribute to this movement? It feels like such a vast undertaking.
There's actually quite a lot that individuals can do.
Yeah.
Supporting organizations working on these issues is a great starting point. Donating to charities focused on fighting hunger or promoting sustainable agriculture can have a tangible impact.
Yeah.
And volunteering your time and skills can also make a difference.
Those are great ideas. I'm also thinking about companies developing space-enabled solutions.
Yeah.
Can we support those efforts through conscious consumer choices?
Absolutely. Investing in companies that are pioneering these technologies sends a clear message and helps drive innovation. We can definitely vote with our wallets and make a difference that way.
Yeah, it seems like even small actions can ripple outwards.
They do.
And contribute to a larger movement.
Exactly. And perhaps most importantly, spreading awareness about the potential of this technology can go a long way.
Right.
Before this deep dive, I doubt many people would have made the connection between satellites and food security.
Yeah, me neither.
Sharing this knowledge with friends, family, or colleagues can spark valuable conversations and generate broader support for these initiatives.
It's all about connecting the dots and helping people understand the bigger picture.
And ultimately, it's about shifting our mindset.
Yeah.
We need to move away from the idea that space is just about exploration and scientific discovery. It's also a powerful tool for addressing real-world problems right here on Earth.
It's about using our ingenuity and technological advancements to create a better future.
Yes.
For everyone.
That's the heart of it.
Yes.
It brings us back to the thought-provoking question Gogolin raises in his article.
Okay.
If satellites can help us solve something as complex as food insecurity, what other groundbreaking applications are on the horizon?
It feels like a call to action, a challenge to think bigger and bolder about how we can harness space technology to create a more positive impact on the world.
Exactly. It's a challenge we should all embrace.
This has been an incredible journey. I feel like I've gained a completely new perspective on the power of space technology and the interconnectedness of global issues.
It's been my pleasure to explore this with you.
Thank you.
Hopefully our listeners also feel inspired and empowered to learn more and get involved. The future of food security, and indeed the future of our planet, could very well depend on it.
That's a powerful statement and a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and be sure to tune in to our next episode where we'll explore a brand new topic.
That is all for this episode. Until next time, stay connected.